Couple of interesting stories we've seen in the news recently. The federal government kind of putting aside some money to help fight climate change. Flood insurance, a big one there. Also committed a continuing commitment to electric cars as well. But the world expected a descent on Ottawa this week to hammer out parts of a global plastic treaty aimed at eliminating plastic waste by 2040. That is a lofty goal as well. Joining us to chat about a few of these things is the president of the Canadian Climate Institute. He is Rick Smith. Rick, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Good morning, Andrew.
When we talk about kind of the biggest challenges that we still need to address here, as I mentioned, there was a couple of things in the federal government budget this week. It's something that it seems like we're always trying to get ahead of, but it seems like there's a lot of work to do as well. Just from your perspective, Rick, what's kind of the biggest challenge that governments are facing right now trying to deal with both climate change and the environment?
Well, I think it's that some of these big environmental problems that we've been neglecting for years are now really coming home to roost, and so we see, you know, in our province, right across the country, in fact, right across the world, we see more flooding. We see, you know, last summer in Canada, we saw an area the size of Portugal burn from wildfires. So I think we had this idea until pretty recently that the climate change was something that our grandkids would have to deal with. And what we're learning recently, like in the last couple of years, is that these elevated temperatures mean more dryness, they mean more atmospheric volatility, and that's going to result in damage to our communities in the here and now. And so what the implication of that is, we got to step up our game when it comes to solving these problems.
And I can imagine, rightly so, as well, the idea that the pandemic kind of did interrupt our kind of focus on this a little bit in many senses, being able to kind of, you know, allocate money and to kind of fight this properly.
Yeah, I think so. But also for me, you know, the pandemic was an example of what we can achieve together. You know, I mean, the pandemic was very hard for a lot of people. A lot of people lost their lives. A lot of families were really impacted. But the pandemic was also an example of our country and the world coming together to solve a big problem, and we got there together. So, you know, I think the pandemic's an interesting example of the scale of solution that we can mount when we work together. And I'm actually pretty optimistic that we can do that, whether it's climate change or whether it's plastic pollution.
It's a very good point in a sense of the way we're all kind of able to change very quickly on some things. I mentioned this week, you know, we're having part of these negotiations in Ottawa here, the goal to eliminate plastic waste by 2040. Just in terms of the realisticness of this goal, like you say, we want to push in terms of we can make changes. How realistic is that goal given, you know, all the plastic waste we do see around us right now?
Well, you know, listen, we're Canadians. The springtime is here, so that means the snow has melted and we see, you know, an ocean of plastic litter all around us. So I think your listeners will know that plastic waste is something we need to get better at. Our recycling systems are completely broken. On average, across the country, only about 10% of plastic is recycled. The rest winds up in landfill or winds up in the environment. And, you know, really strong evidence that plastic pollution is actually now penetrating the human body. We're absorbing these tiny shards of plastic into our bodies. So the problem is big. We create a real mess for ourselves. But as you say, you know, I'm really looking forward to this event in Ottawa this week. It's going to be about 4,000 delegates in Ottawa from all around the world, led by the United Nations. There's a real shot at creating new global rules for plastic to get rid of unnecessary plastic, try to get rid of the most toxic plastic, move towards safer materials. And there's a really good shot this week in Ottawa with the world in town to write some new rules to solve this type of pollution. And you know, as Canadians, I'm proud that we're hosting.
And we've actually talked about it on the show before with our science contributor as well, that microplastics in the human body, it has become, you know, a thing, perhaps surprisingly or not. But just on that piece you were talking about recycling, because I think people understand that there is a big problem. They see the waste out there every day. But as you were mentioning, that kind of caught my eye yesterday in a sense of the world produces more than 350 million tons of plastic waste every year, and less than one-tenth of it is actually recycled. As you were mentioning, less than 10%. What's the issue? I guess what is the big barrier of keeping us from recycling a lot of these things?
Well, the issue is that our waste management systems are completely overwhelmed. I mean, just one stat, Andrew, it's kind of hard to, you know, the numbers are so big, it's kind of hard to wrap our head around. But half of all plastic ever made has been made in the last 15 years.
Oh, wow.
So we're talking about an exponential increase in the production and use of plastic. So if people feel like every time they stick plastic in their recycling bin, they're having a harder and harder time fitting it in there. It's not their imagination. So what's happening is we're using plastic for all sorts of unnecessary things, different types of packaging. 40% of plastic that we use is just single use. So plastic coffee lids, plastic cutlery. So for starters, we can get rid of the plastic that's unnecessary, and then we're left with the plastic that's really useful. And what we need to do there is move towards safer formulations of plastic.
And I know consumer-driven, industry-driven, government-driven, I know we're all kind of playing a part, but we'll see how it squares out, and we'll see how talks go this week. But Rick, thanks so much for taking some time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You as well. And that is Rick Smith, the president of the Canadian Climate Institute, just chatting about, one, some meetings happening this week on a UN level, a number of organizations coming together here in Ottawa this week to discuss a number of environmental goals on this Earth Day.